Hi, I'm Mackenzie Mallon. I'm the provenance specialist at the Nelson Atkins.
And I'm Tara Laver, the senior archivist for the museum.
This is the very first object acquired by the Nelson Atkins. It's a brick. It would have been positioned face down within the structure of a temple.
When I look at it, it's so warm, and I just think about it being warmed by the sun in the desert and people passing by it. You can't help but wonder, how did it get here? When the trustees who were tasked with buying the art from William Rockell Nelson's will started to look around and think about buying their art, it was right in the middle of the 20s and art was expensive. And so they were exploring lots of different ways that they could acquire art. And one of the ways that came across their path was an invitation from the Louvre to partner with them on an expedition.
I've always been intrigued that it's the Louvre.
Right.
I mean, to me, that's pretty gutsy. You want to build a new museum in the middle of the Midwest in the U.S., and here you are partnering with what may have been the most prestigious museum in the world. They weren't messing around. They went right to the source.
The money from William Rockell Nelson's trust was tied up in the sale of the Kansas City Star. So their full money wasn't available to them yet. So the trustees actually decided to put up money of their own to fund this joint venture with the Louvre. They each put up $2,000.
They really didn't know what was going to happen. They must have been thinking, what are we going to get out of this? And is this going to work out? The anticipation must have been really tense.
It sort of speaks to what their aspirations were for the museum, because they were looking around and seeing that other museums of note and of name were doing this kind of thing, and they wanted to be a museum of note and name as well.
The trustees were not art experts. They were really figuring all of this out as they went. And when they received the objects from the dig, including this brick, they asked their advisors for validation. They asked them, is this the kind of thing we should have in the museum? And the answer was yes. It was artistically important as well as archaeologically important.
For me, the fact that this is the first object that was accessioned into the collection just resonates with me. I think that's always has some inherent meaning when something's the first. And so it's sort of a touchstone to me of the collection.